Workbook, page 68. Activity 4. Listen and read. Then answer the questions. The Voynich Manuscript.
The Voynich Manuscript, written in the 15th century in Western Europe, is beautiful to look at. The pages of this book are full of colorful, lovely drawings of plants and astronomical objects like suns and moons. The handwriting that surrounds the drawings appears to describe herbal remedies from plants. You can imagine that the author was a doctor or a scientist. But if you look more closely, you'll notice two very strange things. The words aren't in any known language, and the plants don't exist. That's incredible, isn't it? Scientists have studied the Voynich manuscript for years and have tried to understand the meaning of the words and the strange drawings. The words do follow some rules of a language, or even two languages, but scientists still cannot work out what the language is, and they don't know where the author learned about the strange plants. An early theory was that the writer used an artificial language. Another theory was that the whole thing was a hoax. But why would someone spend so much time on a manuscript and work so hard if it was just a prank? Today, a group of scientists from around the world are working together to create a machine that will help them finally crack the code. What do you think? Will a computer be able to help them understand the information that the 15th century writer so beautifully and carefully put into this manuscript?
This is fascinating. What theories do scientists have about the plants? Could the plants be extinct species? They're amazing!
I agree with Savvy Sam. The plants are amazing. I wonder if the plants look different because they're ancient. Plants could change over time, couldn't they? I hope scientists crack the code soon. Maybe the manuscript contains the cure for today's diseases. You never know.